Well, look, yeah, I know what you mean. We're based in this hotel for the next 3 weeks or so, which I think is fantastic. I mean, the facilities in Dubai are great, both on and off the field. So there's plenty for people to do. I think the guys are really enjoying it so far. But like all these things, your performances on the pitch a lot of the time dictate how you're feeling off the pitch as well. So, it's important we start the tour well, definitely. Well, I'm sure he'll view it that way. You know, he's obviously off of the Lions, so he's in the sort of system, so to speak, and this is his opportunity to really show what he can do. He's obviously bowled very well for Warwickshire, and he's a good prospect. So, for all 11 of them, not necessarily about getting into the England side or whatever, but to show the strength of associate cricket and, having lost to Ireland in the World Cup, we know that you can't take these sort of sides lightly at any stage. Well, it'll be interesting to see in the longer form. They obviously play a lot of one-day cricket, so I think they can be competitive in one-day cricket. But we'll see. I mean, I really don't know is the truthful answer, other than the fact that some of those guys are playing a fair amount of four-day cricket in county cricket, so we expect them to be a good challenge for us. I think he's picked up a lot of confidence over the last 5 or 6 months. Not just in that one day series. I think he was bowling very well for Middlesex at the end of the season, and then he was able to cause troubles to Indian batsmen in Indian conditions, which certainly as a bowler gives you a huge amount of confidence. I agree with you. It looked like he put on a yard or so, and it's good. I think he's challenging those guys that were in the first choice 11 at the end of the summer pretty hard now. Well, it's nice to have. It gives you an extra element, doesn't it? Especially if you can make life uncomfortable for batsmen on flat wickets. But it's like anything. Without the control there, it's not that useful. So that's another area that I think Stephen's really improved on recently. We all know he's got great wicket-taking ability. We've seen it all the way through his brief career so far. There's probably a time in Australia where his control left him a little bit, but he seems to have got that back. And as I said, you can see he's a far more confident bowler, and he's still relatively young. So he's got such a big career ahead of him, and it's exciting to see him developing still. I think it's more about what sort of tactics we employed rather than thinking too much about the makeup of the side or whatever. I think you've just got to play smart cricket out here, and when you have the opportunity, when the ball's starting to do something for you, you've got to strike. So sometimes you've got to hold for a while, and then when something starts happening, then that's important that you raise your intensity sufficiently to create pressure on the batsman.